A lot of talk after Congresswoman Mia Love, among many others, are thinking about giving back donations from a group considered to be white supremacist.
She was far from the only politician now taking a second look at her donor list. We're joined live by BYU Political Science Associate Professor Quinn Monson on the KSL Newsline. Professor, talk about the relationship between a candidate and the donations that they receive.
Well, campaigns often solicit donations online, and they have means set up to allow people to donate who just self-select, who choose to donate for whatever reason. And the law requires that people put down some contact information and list an employer or an occupation, but they don't require people reveal, you know, unsavory attitudes or affiliations with questionable groups and such. And so these things often don't come to light until after it's too late, after the donation has already been accepted.
Right. So in a case like this, where I believe the group was named something that seemed completely all right, something like the conservative group, there would be nothing in there that would flag that there was any white supremacist ideology.
Well, even I don't even think he was listed with the name of the group, right? The donation didn't come from the Council of Conservative Citizens. It came from Earl Holt Developer or Earl Holt, you know, real estate developer, something like that. So it's even harder to find than you might imagine.
Yeah, this isn't.
And especially if the name is not something that's well known or somebody that you're looking for. So it would be hard to catch. And I think it's understandable that it's not just Mia Love, but it's a number of politicians that have been sort of caught in this because they weren't looking for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this isn't the first time this has happened. How closely do they watch these lists of donors that, you know, are contributing to their campaigns?
I think they watch them fairly closely, but again, what are they watching for, and what can they be expected to watch for? That's the problem, is that the questionable donations don't come tagged, you know, questionable donor. So it's hard to know. And in this case, this particular individual didn't assume the presidency of the organization until after the 2014 election. So I think he would have been even harder to spot because he wouldn't have been somebody whose name and profile was in the news in a way that would have been noticed, I think.